Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Really excited this afternoon to be joined for this half-hour block by current City of Milwaukee Alderwoman Jocasta Zamarripa. She has just announced her candidacy to become Secretary of State for the state of Wisconsin. And as I was saying into the lead-up to this interview, Secretary of State elections and offices used to be sleepy little affairs that most voters weren't paying a lot of attention to. But in the last decade, since Donald Trump started promulgating the big lie, spreading caboodles of misinformation about our voting systems and voters and how the votes get counted, two things have happened at once. The first one is we now are paying much more attention to elections like elections for secretaries of state. Now, from state to state, a secretary's duties will change drastically. And since the 60s, as I was talking with my guest Jocasta Zamarripa during the break, the Secretary of State's office in the state of Wisconsin has not been responsible for any portion of election administration. But watch this space. We'll get back to it. That's one thing that has happened. The second thing that has happened, which we're not going to get to today, but that deserves our thinking as we move forward, is understanding how we continue to ensure that our elections are safe and that every vote has counted. In other words, how do we continue to ensure the security of our elections moving forward? That's a topic for another day and is incredibly complicated, but to my dear guest, there is this essential task that the Secretary of State does, which was a really big deal in the 2020 election. And that is, as you and I were discussing, Jocasta, is that the Secretary of State is responsible for validating the, quote, certificate of votes for the presidential election. So it is the Secretary of State's office to which the, quote, slates of electors are submitted. So it is really important. Now, that job of the Secretary of State is supposed to be ministerial, meaning there's very little discretion. You receive the elector slate, you sign it, you affix the state seal, and off it goes to the Capitol. But it seems like that has been, a little under threat these days.
Yes.
So it's an incredibly important election for Wisconsinites to be aware of.
All the more reason for a Democrat to hold on to this seat now more than ever, as we've seen, unfortunately, some of the games that Trump and his Republican cronies have tried to play with elections. We just need to make sure that we hang on to the Secretary of State office and make sure that elections are fair and we don't have anybody trying to run amok with them.
Yeah, the idea of a fake or an alternate slate of electors is just anathema to our democratic processes under the sorts of circumstances where they were put forward in the 2020 cycle. Alderwoman, I wanted to give you an opportunity to address some of the equity work that you've done to ensure that every single person in our community has the opportunity to succeed and to really live the American dream themselves. Tell us a little bit about your advocacy.
Thank you, Maggie Dawn. I know I've already mentioned it, I was the first Latina woman elected to the state legislature when I became a state rep in 2010. When I ran for the Common Council, I was the first Latina woman to win a seat on the Milwaukee Common Council and serve as alderperson. So these historic victories are not just mine. They're this community's and they're Milwaukee's and they're Wisconsin's victories. We need to make sure that we have a diverse slate of voices at the table. Tammy Baldwin says it so well, if we're not at the table, we're on the menu. And so to be an out member of our LGBTQ+ community and running for a statewide office, to be a Latina hailing from this Latino community where many immigrants are a part of these communities as well and are under attack by the Trump administration, it just is more important to me than ever to take on this challenge of a statewide office. And as much of an OG as I am running for a state assembly district or an aldermanic district, this statewide office is a different animal, yeah. But I'm ready for it, and I'm excited to get out there and meet as many Wisconsinites as possible, and I hope they'll have me.
Yes, I have often bemoaned the fact that for the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. We've never had a chief executive elected official that is a woman. Yes. And there continue to be these sorts of ceilings. And I just like to say this. No one deserves or is entitled to a position because of their race or their gender or their sexual identity. It is equally true that no one should be eliminated from those jobs because of those same factors. And everyone, if you have the skills and the work ethic, should have the right to raise their hand and acknowledge that there has never been a female Latina that has held a statewide office in this state, and that we have an incredibly diverse community of Wisconsinites that include Latinos and Latinas, and that folks deserve to see themselves in their elected offices. So I wish you the best in your campaign. I hope you come back and can give us some updates.
Absolutely.
As it gets underway, I think this is going to be an incredibly exciting, and I hope, to your original point, incredibly engaging election cycle with a robust slate of Democrats putting their hat in for the gubernatorial primary. We've got Sarah that's running for lieutenant governor, of course.
Yes.
So much action in this space. As you address Wisconsin voters writ large, Jocasta, tell Wisconsin voters what your message is. How do we bring people from a variety of different political viewpoints together to help and protect democracy and move this state forward together?
I hope that when I get out there and start traveling the state and meeting folks from every corner of Wisconsin, that they'll see how much we have in common.
Yes.
Whether you're from the largest city in the state like I am, or you're from Sparta, Wisconsin, I just think they'll hear the Wisconsin accent in my voice and realize, hey, she's one of us, she's one
yes.
of me, and we can work together to do the best that we can for this great state.
Well, best of luck to you, current city alderwoman Jocasta Zamarripa, friend of mine and now a friend of yours.
Yes.
Congratulations on your announcement. Folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we talk a little Packers, a little Brewers, and other news.